This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Keith, VK50Q, with some news from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. For several decades, the club has had custody of the WIA's 10-metre beacon on 28.260 megahertz. It's been located in the water tower at Elizabeth South, but since the owner of the building, the Playford Council, has severely restricted access, the beacon was removed along with the club's 2 and 70 centimetre repeaters. The beacon has recently undergone some improvements, such as a new synthesizer, which is locked to a GPS disciplined oscillator, and the original CWID code generator board has been replaced with a microcontroller, making the ID message very easy to edit. Thanks to Ian, VK5ZD, for the CWID code, and David, VK5KK, for a clock frequency PLL multiplier. The beacon is currently on the air from One Tree Hill with an output of 10 watts to a 5/8 wave vertical antenna at ground level, 240 metres above sea level. The frequency again is 28.260000 megahertz. Work is progressing towards getting the 70 centimetre repeater VK5RLZ on the air. More news on that subject later. This is Keith, VK50Q, for the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
G'day everyone. Les, VK5KLD, here again with the Northeast Radio Club news. Next Friday, the 28th of March, will be the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club, and as usual, it will be at the Modbury West Community Hall in Capulet Crescent. Get there at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start, and there will be tea, coffee and soft drinks available. Now, last Friday's FTroopNet saw the return of Tony, VK5FBIC, after a well-earned holiday on Magnetic Island. Lots of stations came up, and a great many items were discussed. So don't forget, the FTroopNet is on every Friday at 5pm on the Link Repeater Network. Now, I missed last Wednesday's Coffee Club due to another commitment. However, I'll be back next Wednesday at the Tea Tree Gully Library. Well, that's all for now. Stay negative, everybody. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Most of you will never have been in our club rooms and would not be aware that we have a dedicated museum room. This has been in something of a mess for a number of years now, but very recently Owen, VK5HOS, offered to attempt a clean-up. He will be getting rid of anything that is considered unworthy of a spot on the shelves and then reorganising what is left into some sort of order and perhaps even managing to catalogue at least some of it. We thank Owen for what he has achieved so far and what he hopes to get as a final result. Unfortunately, none of our members participated in the recent John Moore Memorial Contest. Boo! We used to feature prominently in many of the contests on the calendar, but it seems that old age and a lack of enthusiasm have taken their toll. With a bit of luck and perhaps a bit of pushing, we may see a resurgence of interest once our new trailer is fitted out and ready for use. We plan on using it as our headquarters for the upcoming Generations in Jazz event in early May, but it will still be in its bare-bones state then, and so we will need to load up some chairs and tables in order for it to be at all usable. No doubt we will make it work. Just another quick reminder to book your accommodation now for our 2025 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships on the King's Birthday long weekend on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of June. Planning for this year's event is well in hand, and the most up-to-date information can be found on our website at surge.org.au. I repeat, surge.org.au, that's lowercase serg.org.au. Click on conventions and then 2025 for all the latest. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 23rd of March. At our last meeting, we had an excellent presentation from David Rowe, VK5DGR, on the new radio autoencoder digital voice mode. Thanks very much to David for giving the presentation and for pushing the state of the art in amateur radio. The presentation was recorded and is now available for viewing on YouTube and the AREG website. At the last meeting, the members of AREG were asked to consider supporting the Central SA Linked Repeater Network Hub, which has been operating via the VK5 RAD 70cm repeater on 439925, but which is now under threat following the announcement that the Crafers VK5 RAD site will be closing in August. Members have voted to allow the State Repeater Network Hub to be moved to AREG's VK5 RSB Summertown 70cm repeater on 439.9 so that continuity of the service can be maintained. AREG is pleased to be able to offer this support for this important State Repeater Network facility and ensure continuity of service for all. In recent weeks, AREG has also commissioned a 2-metre repeater at the Summertown site. This is on 147.175 MHz, with a positive 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Some more antenna works need to be performed, but once completed, this repeater will offer excellent coverage for Adelaide and the surrounding area. AREG's IRLP node 6214, currently on the VK5 RSB 70cm repeater, will eventually be moved to the 2-metre repeater as part of the changes at the site. Members also agreed to support a request for the VK5 RDF APRO Digipeater to be relocated to VK5 RSB as soon as the RF combining gear can be upgraded. Thanks to Nathan, VK5OG, for offering this equipment. For our April meeting, which falls on the Good Friday public holiday on the 18th of April, AREG is currently planning on having a combined picnic, VKFF activation and fox hunt at the Morialta Conservation Park in the Adelaide foothills. This should be starting around about midday, so come along and snag a snag, a HF contact and find a fox transmitter. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming AREG events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.